Zoo, and the best present. Hello, you two.
Hi, Mum.
Hi.
Did you have a good day at school, Bizu?
Yes, brilliant.
All clear and safe to cross.
Huh?
Are you coming, Zoo?
I was just wondering why Mrs. Zoily had such a big smile today. Bigger than normal.
Yeah, she was smiling like that this morning too.
Well, here she comes.
Huh? Why don't you ask her?
Zoo, Elsie, are you still here? It's home time, don't you know?
Yes, but why are you so very smiley today? Even more than most days.
Oh, am I? Well, I'll tell you why. Tomorrow's my birthday.
Oh, happy birthday for tomorrow.
Oh, I do love birthdays, don't you?
Presents.
And cake.
I would love to go on a long holiday, lying on a ship, sailing around the world and eating tropical fruits. Maybe one day. Oh, gotta stop the traffic. People need to cross. See you tomorrow.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, Elsie.
A holiday around the world would be a fantastic birthday present. I think anyone would love that.
Elsie! Elsie!
What is it, Zoo?
I think it would be really good if we got Mrs. Zoily a birthday present.
What sort of present?
I'm not sure. But if we both put our pocket money together, we could get her something nice.
That's a great idea, Zoo.
Meet me in the garden as soon as you can. Hello, Pop. That's a lot of pocket money. Pock, do you want to help find a birthday present for Mrs. Zoily?
Hi, Mum. Sorry, need to hurry.
What are you up to, Elsie?
Zoo and I are going to buy Mrs. Zoily a birthday present.
Oh, buy one? Well, perhaps making her something would be a lovely thing to do.
Got it!
Me too!
Oh, that's not enough for a holiday.
No. But we can still get something very special. She deserves it.
But what?
And where from?
Oh, it's always difficult finding the perfect birthday gift. The problems I have with your grandma. Anyway, if you're looking for something special...
Very special.
Well then, I can't think of a better place than your Aunt Zelda's shop.
That's a brilliant idea, Grandpa.
Why don't I come along with you? Three heads are better than two. Oh, but it's getting late. We need to hurry.
Mrs. Zoily really wants to go on holiday, sailing around the world and eating tropical fruit.
Oh, sounds very grand. I'm sure we can find something just as nice. Coming, Zoo?
Yes, Grandpa.
Wow!
Ooh! There are so many things in there!
How will we ever choose?
Whatever we choose, we'll have to be quick. It's nearly closing time.
Thank you, sir. Goodbye.
Oh! Hi, Aunt Zelda!
Oh, Zoo! Elsie! Hello! What a surprise to see you! Ah, and Grandpa, too!
Oh, hello!
Welcome!
welcome. Do come in. Is there anything special you're looking for?
Yes, very special. A birthday present for Mrs. Zolly, the lollipop lady.
Well, take a look around. I've plenty of very special things that would make excellent gifts. Ah, may I help you, madam?
Ooh. Look at this.
What about this?
But that's not very pretty.
But that cushion hurts my eyes. Grandpa?
Have you found something?
Is this a special thing, Grandpa?
Oh, you could say that.
But is it a nice present?
Not really. I think we should carry on looking.
Okay, I'll look over here.
And I'll go this way.
Huh?
Yes, Pock, you can help look too. It's a nice bowl, Pock, but not very special.
Ooh, this is practically exclusive.
Phew. Maybe you should just sit somewhere safer now, Pock. That's it! Pock, I think you found it! Elsie, huh? Grandpa, come and see! Mrs. Zolly can't go on a holiday sailing around the world, but with this model ship, she could imagine what it's like.
Oh, Zoo, I think she'd like that. Oh, but do we have enough money to buy it?
Quick, let's count.
Oh, dear, we don't have enough.
We're only one coin short.
So near and yet so far. Here, I think Mrs. Zolly's worth it, don't you?
Ah, thank you, Grandpa. Now we have enough. But where did it go?
Oh, very good choice, sir. You were lucky. I only had one left.
We're too late.
Oh, I'm afraid you'll have to choose something else.
But there isn't anything else that both of us like.
I really wanted to give Mrs. Zolly that model sailing ship. I know where we can still get one. We must hurry.
Oh, nothing takes your fancy.
There! I knew I saw one earlier.
It's not as big as the one in your aunt's shop, but it would still make a nice present.
I'm afraid it's past closing time. We were too late.
It doesn't matter. We've still got time to sort out a present.
But how? Now all the shops are shut.
If we can't buy a present, Elsie, then we'll have to make one.
So you're going to make Mrs. Zolly a birthday present?
Yes.
What a brilliant idea. Who'd have thought?
We're going to make a model ship.
Thanks, Mum.
Oh, it'll be a lovely present.
But there's something missing. Something to make it extra special.
It looks a bit empty. It needs something to go inside it.
What was it that Mrs. Zolly said she wanted to do if she went on holiday?
Eat tropical fruit.
My mum has some too. Mangoes and a pineapple.
It will be the best present.
Yes!
Yay!
Hello, Zoo. Hello, Elsie. Ready to cross?
Not yet.
No? Why is that?
We just wanted to say
Happy birthday!
For me? Oh, my! I didn't expect any presents. A sailing ship? With a cargo of tropical fruits.
Do you like it?
Oh, it's the best present I could wish for. Thank you, both of you.
Now you can imagine what it's like to go on a cruise.
I can. Shall we imagine it together? Come on, then. Brazil, Africa, India, Japan. We could imagine sailing anywhere in the whole world.